When Mayor Jim Kenney stumped for a Philadelphia tax on soda and other sweetened beverages, he vowed the money would help to create 25 community schools. That goal is now 20. And the number of promised pre-K seats is 5,500, down from 6,500. Still, both initiatives are moving forward, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Samuel Gompers Elementary in West Philadelphia was slated to close in 2013. But longtime principal Phil DeLuca wasn't hearing it.
I remember when they said, DeLuca, what are you going to do next year? Your school's closing. I said, well, first of all, I said, it's not closing. And I said, I plan on being here next year. So.
Gompers was spared and then some. Last year, it became one of the city's 12 community schools, part of the initiative that reimagines neighborhood schools as hubs for social services. But no new schools will be joining the cohort this year, says Susan Gobreski from the Mayor's Office of Education.
We currently don't have an expansion itself planned for this year. We'll make some decisions once the beverage tax is resolved.
The beverage tax revenue funds the community schools initiative, and right now it's facing a legal challenge before the state Supreme Court. The tax is also bringing in less money than predicted. All that has caused the administration to scale back its ambitions. But schools already designated as community schools are moving forward. At George Washington High School in the Northeast, site coordinator Caitlin Boyle is focusing on language training, job services, and food security for the many immigrants who now live in the surrounding community.
You do have this contingent of people that really need help, and they're asking for help, and they're wanting help, and they're such hard workers.
Boyle and her peers will also continue to work hard, even as the broader initiative faces an uncertain future. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.